Hey, hey, my fellow dream chasers, it's Princess Fizz here. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Dream Show, bringing you multimillionaires from around the world to hear their unique journeys to success, great business wisdom, free mentoring and inspiration. Now, if you're looking to boost your online presence as a small business owner and stand out from the noise, you have to check out my free 10-day course on how to create an amazing web TV show or podcast for any industry. Go to becomeamediapreneur.com and get instant access to the course, and I'll get you ready for launch within 10 days. If you're looking for a great way to build a strong network and land some high-paying customers, I recommend you check out LinkedIn training course at ihaveadreamshow.com/LinkedIn training. If you've seen my web TV shows and love my makeup, check out Moonstruck's 3D Fiber Lashes, which is the best-selling product by Unique, at ihaveadreamshow.com/beauty. And if you prefer to watch the video shows, then you can go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows, where there's a library of all the I Have a Dream shows to date. And don't forget to become a free member at the ihaveadreamshow.com website for access to free business and marketing trainings and other resources that will help you grow your business. And you'll get added to the newsletter straight to your inbox so you don't miss another show. So now take out your notepads and enjoy the show. Today, it's an interactive show, guys, so please do feel free to ask questions below. My guests usually charge thousands per hour for their time, guys, so really utilize this time where I brought these guests on, so you can ask them those burning questions that you have. So anytime you want to join, guys, just click the link below. You should see the Access Now button, and that will open up in a new page. Just fill out your details and go back to the person that referred you to the show, and they'll help you get started. Now, we will be referring to income on the show, so please do refer to the income disclaimer for average earnings. My guests are certainly not average because they do things very, very differently to the norm, and the way their mindset is, the way they take action in their business, the way that their experiences, the way that they just put it all together with their business is much, much different. So you'll see that from the show today. Now, my guest today, I haven't actually met in person, but I've heard so much about him. He's hitting the leaderboards in Empower Network. He's got an extensive background of experience that he's going to share on the show today. Coming in live from Phoenix, I've got Robert Probst. Hi, Robert. Are you there?
Yes. Robert Probst.
Probst, sorry. We did actually try to clarify. But
we actually did meet. We met in Miami.
We did, but we didn't actually kind of talk that much about what was, because I wanted to invite you on the show, and I did actually drop the bomb, but I wanted to talk a little bit more. So here we are on the show. Thank you so much, Robert, for tuning in today.
My pleasure.
Now, before I just want to apologize for the timings, guys, because usually this is on at 11 a.m. EST, but the timings have gone forward in America, and UK timings are still the same. So it was a little bit of a confusion. And Robert, on the other hand, was in Mountain Time, so it was even more confusion. We got there in the end. We got Robert on the show. It's 9 a.m. for him. Bless you. But right, Robert. Now, I just want to ask you to share your experience. Let's go back a bit, Robert, to your share your journey a little bit. Can we go back to maybe after you graduated from college or university? What kind of approach did you take after that? Could you take us through your journey?
Sure. I actually worked different sales jobs and in real estate for a few years, and back in 2003, I was working a day sales job for a .com, you know, one of those .com companies before they all crashed. But anyway, I would come home at night and get on my computer to do internet marketing. And I joined a lot of different programs through 2002 through 2005. But it wasn't until about 2005 that I found a really good mentor, and I was able to start doing my marketing online in an effective way, so that I was able to finally quit my job. Now, I had a really good job for a dot-com company. It was a six-figure-a-year position, so it wasn't like I went from rags to riches or anything. I did have a good job, but I was stuck, you know, one week vacation off per year, working in a cubicle at this big corporate center, if you will. And I knew there was something more. I wanted to have freedom, time freedom, financial freedom. I wanted to be able to travel as often as I wanted to. And I never forget, I got in trouble at that job for taking the day off after our Thanksgiving here in the States, which is a Friday we call Black Friday.
Right.
I wrote a blog post about it. But anyway, I actually have a background, after college in real estate and in sales. I just worked with different internet-based companies, and I noticed that 95% of their customers were coming from the internet. And I thought to myself, well, I need to own my own internet business. So in 2003, I was in programs like Coastal and a couple other, Emerald Passport, a couple other programs that I made some money in. But I was, like a weekend warrior, and I was coming home from my job, exhausted, and then getting on the computer at night. And that could be a little, challenging for anybody,
But Robert, if I just ask you, having a job that pays well and, you can get kind of trapped in that comfort zone, How did you even know about internet marketing?
I've been going to different, like Anthony Robbins and Zig Ziglar and different events, Tom Hopkins in Scottsdale, Arizona, since I was in high school, since I was about 17. I was always immersed, thanks to my mother, who was a multi-million dollar producer in real estate. She owns her own company. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Her mom is Home Sweet Home Realty, and she's a broker to this day. She's semi-retired. But anyway, she was always a positive influence on me. So I got into a lot of mindset training, if you will, and a lot of really soul-searching about what my path was going to be. So back in I should preface this by saying prior to working in a corporate job, I did have a few times where I owned my own business. I had a cell phone store from 1998 to 2002, 2003-ish, which was wireless phones and satellite dishes, and I even built custom computers for about 5 years. So I had the entrepreneurial spirit. I was selling baseball cards and football cards when I was in grade school. Yeah. I think I always had the entrepreneurial spirit, but somehow I ended up at different points in my life working in corporate America. And I just knew that it wasn't for me, even though I was really good on the phone. And strangely enough, I have an office now with a call center. I'm not on the phone. I train other people how to handle certain calls for me. But anyway, so yes, I did have an entrepreneurial background and mindset training, and I think that contributed. But it wasn't until I found a really good mentor in 2005 and joined a company that, let's just say it rhymes with EDC, and I became a top 10 earner in that company. Then that company was sold, and all my YouTube videos got flagged, and the company no longer existed. So my websites were like obsolete. It was very discouraging, and I could have went back to a corporate job, but I decided to forge ahead, of course, and I ended up working with this other company called LGN, which was stood for the Little Guy Network, and I became the number one earner on stage. I was given an award in Las Vegas in 2010. For number one position in that company. So I'm very grateful for that, grateful for my team, and I did put a lot of hard work in. So my advice to anybody who's making the transition, if you're stuck and you're in this comfort zone where you're kind of coasting in life, you're kind of settling for something you know is less than your true potential, that you really got to get into that mindset training and really start your own business. And just no matter what it takes, do whatever it takes, because that's what I did, and that's enabled me to.
That's great advice, Robert. It's excellent advice. One thing I'm noticing about you, Robert, is whatever company you've joined, you've had success in. So is there some sort of thing that drives you? Do you love to be, like, not say competitive, but do you like to kind of hit the leaderboards? Is there some sort of drive that you have that keeps you going and repeating the same kind of pattern?
Yeah, my main focus is my family. I have my 17-year-old daughter.
Right.
He just won first place in a talent contest playing guitar, which I taught her. She says that she's got a band going now, apparently, and a boyfriend, but we won't go into that. So I have a 17-year-old daughter, I have a wife, and she has three children from prior marriage. So I have four kids altogether. And that's really my main focus. But I've always treated my business like a business. Hmm. I think I got that from Jim Rohn and from some of the mindset training I did, writing your goals down every night, you know, turning off the television and turning on your income. and really, my definition of success is, you know, a continuous journey towards the achievement of predetermined, worthwhile goals. So you have to really set a clear intention, and we call that your why. You got to have a why. Why are you doing what you do? I do it for my family, and I do it to empower others. My mission statement, which I've written out, is to impact as many lives and empower as many people to experience freedom on this planet as possible in my lifetime. So that's my mission. That's what I'm about. And that's why we do these Google Hangouts on my team twice a week on Mondays and Tuesdays. And then we have our own Adobe Connect webinar room, which we do on Thursdays, to train our team and really anybody who wants some help. But again, to answer your question, the mindset is really a big part of it, and knowing your why, and then treating your business like a business.
That's absolutely fabulous. I mean, I think you've proven it at quite a young age where you can keep your focus, especially going to these seminars that Tony Robbins and other experts in this type of field hold. They do tend to kind of really help you, you know, think out of the box in that way and stay focused. Right. They give you the right education that you need to be applying, and you have, which is incredible. Now, my question to you, Robert, sorry, if I can ask you, is from the success that you've been having from previous companies and systems, how did you come across Empower Network, and why is Empower Network different, if you feel that it is, to the other systems that you've used in the past?
Yes, well, I did come across Empower Network in 2009. I saw this wild man running on a beach and screaming out things about global MLM takeovers and freedom. So I followed David Wood for a little while, but I actually heard about him even more when I was in Las Vegas getting that number one earner award on stage, because our company had different guest speakers. And one of the guest speakers we had was from a company that rhymes with My Something System Pro. And as you know, David was a big part of that company, number one earner in that company, just like I was number one in LGN. So I actually saw their presentation for My Blank System Pro on stage, and I was speaking right after them, and I met the founders of that company, Norbert and Brian Finale and all those good guys over there. And so I heard all about, you know, Dave winning his BMW and all the good stuff they were doing over there. So that's when I first heard about Dave Wood. But then I ended up, you know, hearing just a few months later about Empower Network through different channels, a lot mainly through my email lists. You know, I'm on a lot of different email lists, and I basically have a lot of different autoresponders. I have three. So I actually subscribed and joined the first week in November of 2011 as a founding member. And I've been here ever since. What sets it apart for me, not only is the 100% commissions, but it's the community and the mindset training, and it's a company that's by marketers, for marketers, kind of by the people, for the people. And that's the number one reason why Dave and Dave will be on your show, hopefully soon, because they recognize, they're certainly aware of the people out there that are really bringing Empower Network into the forefront. Like yourself, you literally are spearheading a revolution with the I Have a Dream show. So that's why I felt it was important for me to be here as well.
Thank you so much, Robert, for your support. And there is a plea out there for Dave and Dave to come on, because they've got so much value to share, you know, and it's incredible what they've done. They've created a revolution in marketing, and the 100% commission you know, the system is just incredible. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just so easy for people to duplicate, and it's got so many other benefits. But according to that, if I can actually elaborate on the 100% commission plan, with your experience of other companies, how do you feel about this type of approach, having 100% commission?
I think it's really unprecedented. I think that Dave and Dave were very innovative in the leveraged affiliate payout system. It's really different than any other network marketing company, and it generates massive leverage. So that's why I've been able to generate over $250,000 with just Empower products, not counting what I do out of my office and my other income streams. So I wrote a book actually about it called The Prosperity Report, and it's about 90 pages, and it talks about how to derive your income working from home with multiple streams of income. So you want to have your direct sales product, you want to have your network marketing product, and you want to have your affiliate products, you know, that you make commissions from as an affiliate. So if you do all three, you can really increase your income. And as far as my network marketing product, Empower Network is the only product. So I get emailed and I get all kinds of messages on Facebook, join this latest wake up thing or this bad thing. And, you know, this is the only thing that I do for network marketing because 100% commissions beats out 10%, 20% commissions with volume bonuses any day. You know? So I really recommend for those of your listeners to go out, do your due diligence, because if 20% of everybody's sales that you help, of your team's sales, roll up to you, that creates massive leverage. And that creates an environment where leaders like Princess Fizz, like myself, we have a genuine vested interest in your success. We want to see you succeed, and we're going to stick around with you every step of the way because, well, not only do we want to help you and see you succeed and make the world a better place, but we make a little bit of money doing it as well.
So
we have a genuine vested interest in our members' success. That's number one. Number two, the leverage it creates also gives you time freedom.
Yes.
I was able to travel over 20 times last year in 2013.
Yes.
And yes, I did video and photograph all of those trips. Many of them were for different conferences and mindset training. I went to I placed in the top 20 in 8 different Empower Network events.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say that to brag or to boast or to impress anyone, just to impress upon you that going to the events is life-changing. And
we're going
to
talk
about it
in a minute, Robert. I say we're going to talk about events in a minute because it's really,
okay,
really powerful. So I'm just going to. I've got a question coming in, Robert, and it's by Julie Brannan. Thank you, Julie, for tuning in. She's saying, "What is different about Empower Network products when it comes to training, where I can't find on YouTube?"
Well, the Empower Network products are very in depth because they focus on various aspects of internet marketing.
Mm.
There's like 100 different ways you can promote yourself and your business on the internet, and there's new techniques coming out all the time. Like we have recent training we're doing on our team with Instagram, for example, or Facebook ads, another example. Actually, this Thursday we're going to be doing a training on pay-per-click with using Bing instead of Google. So there's a lot of different techniques you can learn, and in our master's course and 15K formula and now our internet traffic formula with Vic, which is like 12 modules, we break it down step by step how you can do each of these techniques. And of course, one of our major techniques is blogging. David Wood discovered long ago that if you actually blog daily or at least a few times a week, you can connect with people out there. You can let them know your ideology, let them know what your mission statement is, that you're there to help them, be their guide, and you'd be surprised how many people that will opt into your autoresponder, get on your newsletter, like you should be doing right now with Princess Fizz.
Absolutely wonderful. Great answer there, Robert. And also, I think it also gives you that authority, doesn't it? Having a blog, having a position, you can position yourself quite nicely. And the other products help you to promote that blog and how to drive traffic to it. I mean, we're just touching the surface here. But it's all entwined with each other, how they help each other. And then you've got your own team trainings and experts in the community, guys. You know, you don't know who you're going to meet in the actual community who's an expert in a certain field that can come and kind of guide you. And we're all open to each other, aren't we? I mean, we're in separate teams, me and Robert, and, you know, we work together as well. And it's just awesome how it all kind of comes together when you've got one kind of vision. So that's brilliant. And Robert, can I just ask you, when you made your first kind of commission with Empower Network, was it quite easy? In the sense where, with your previous experience, earning that much amount of money in the previous system, was it quite different experience?
It was actually really easy because, you know, if it weren't easy, the company wouldn't have paid out over $75 million. Okay,
yeah.
It is easy if you keep it simple. If you follow the actual training that we have, inside of affiliate training, our Fast Start training, and then we get into the training that, like the Viral Blogging Academy. We have a whole course that is laid out that teaches you step by step exactly how to connect with your audience, build value, and actually have a lot of influence on the internet by using a blog. Now, if you follow that Viral Blogging Academy training, and you also go to our Monday Night Empower Hour call, I believe, I've always believed, that success leaves clues, and you're going to learn a wealth of information from the products and by being immersed in our culture, our community. We have Facebook groups. We have chat rooms like we have right here on this Google Hangout. We have people that are there to help you from various teams. And we have live events as well, which we're going to come to. So, yes, it is very easy to make money. For me, it happened in my first month. In my first month, I started getting these $25 sign-ups and these $100 a month sign-ups. And then I upgraded and started getting these $500 commissions. And within the first month or two, I was getting $1,000 commissions.
Excellent. Excellent. That's absolutely fabulous. And with Empower Network, there's a lot of emphasis on leadership. So training yourself to be a leader. Why do you think they've actually chosen this approach? Because normally when you do get products out there, it's just usually probably just traffic generation or how to do email marketing or how to, you know, sort your blog out. But why is this leadership training very nicely, a lot of emphasis in the back end, you know? So why do you think Empower Network have done that?
Well, I think it's a good question. I think it actually has to do with the type of business that we're in. We are part of the overall umbrella of what many consider to be network marketing. And what is networking? It's nothing but more than people helping people, connecting with others. And the more genuine, the more committed you are to helping others, when it's not about trying to sell them anything, when it's just about giving content, giving value, giving, you know, a lot of advice on your blog and sharing your perspective, that becomes more attractive. You become more influential when you're giving. And people, we call that attraction marketing. And it really just happens by accident. The more you help people and give your knowledge freely, the more they're going to be attracted to want to do business with you. So part of network marketing is leadership. The more of a leader that you become, the more people that you can influence and help steer in the right direction toward freedom. Is it required? No, you don't have to be a leader and become a public speaker on stage if you don't want. Some people are a little shy to get on video, unlike Princess Fizz. But you can find whatever your strengths are. Maybe you're an incredible writer and you just don't know it yet. Or maybe you do and you just need to get in there and do it. Get in your blog, and start working on it. Or maybe you have a really great skill at writing articles. You can do article marketing. It's a little bit more old school, but it still works. Or you're really good with Facebook. You can put together really good sales funnels and campaigns. So there's a lot of things that you hear about Empower Network being a leadership factor. I would say 10 millionaires being generated in its first 2.5 years proves that it is a leadership factor.
Absolutely.
And our company has a designation of having the highest paid first month earner in any company in network marketing history, which is Mr. Vic Streis, who's doing over $700,000 in a month. I will disclaim that by saying, of course, Vic's results are the result of hard work. You may have no results at all. You can see what the average person earns by going to empowernetwork.com/income.php. And for that matter, my results and anyone on this show's results are the result of hard work and are not average. Now, if you're not average and you know you have the potential, then you should definitely stretch your wings and be part of an organization where you have training to become a leader. And I believe because of all the events and mindset training I've had, that's what's gotten me on stage at, you know, 7 out of 8 events and in the top 5 in the last 2 weeks in this company.
That's fabulous, Robert. Excellent advice there. And leading on to events, they are very important. I mean, a lot of people probably have experienced events, and those who are listening, maybe you might have gone to an event where they're kind of putting emphasis on selling you something at the end. I mean, my experience, especially when I've been in backstage of one, the leaders are like, you know, how much money can we kind of squeeze out of the audience? You know, that's their kind of aim. Right. Now, with Empower Network, why is that different, Robert, in your experience? And how does it impact your life every time you attend?
Well, the events are not a pitch fest at Empower Network. They're actually there to empower people. Mm-hmm. And the majority of our time at these events is storytelling, is people sharing their stories on stage. Mm-hmm. And panels of guests, like our women's panel, women's leaders, sharing their lives, stories, and how they became successful and empowered, you know, and part of this organization. But there are a few product launches that do occur throughout the year, so occasionally we'll have a product that's mentioned or launched at an event, but for the majority of the time, we don't even sell any products at our events. It's all about just, you know, imparting wisdom, golden nuggets, and really demonstrating value, and really, I think it's about belief. I believe that our events inspire people and influence people to go out there and really make it happen and have a breakthrough. And they do that by raising your belief level. See, if you believe in something enough, you'll do whatever it takes to make it happen in your life for those you care about. You'll create the life you envision, and you'll have a very sharp focus or a very clear vision. And that kind of vision is what gets people reading, you know, listening to good audios every week, reading good books every week, following the 8 core commitments in our company. And in addition to that, that's what will bring people back to our events, and that's why over 95% of the audience that are in attendance at our events, and I'm talking up to 6,000 people at a time, over 95% of the people that attend our events stand up because they've made commissions during our commission countdowns. So it's not just a pep rally and trying to sell people stuff. The majority of the time, over 95% of the time at our events, it's about edifying people, building them up, raising their belief level, so they can, you know, have a breakthrough in their mindset, so they can believe and achieve whatever they want, and so they know that it's truly possible. See, your goals are closer than you think. So many people that are really, really strong-willed do things in life and still encounter obstacles and give up. Exactly. Even really, really strong people that climb Mount Everest, for example.
Yes.
Many people have died on Mount Everest. I know this is a harsh example, but it's a serious one. And people have died 300 yards away from the next base camp in a blizzard. Okay, all they had to do was go another 900 feet, and they would have lived. So I'm telling you right now, you're closer to success than you think. You just need to keep taking action. There's a book that talks about that called How to Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dale Carnegie. And he found that all these fears he had could be overcome if he just started taking action and figured out a plan to solve the problem. Even if he wasn't sure if his plan would work, just taking action on a daily basis, blogging daily, listening to audios daily, reading good books weekly, attending our Empower Hour every week, and, yes, going to live events where you brush elbows with like-minded entrepreneurs and people that are having and experiencing breakthroughs in their life. So you get to meet people like Princess Fizz and go to these VIP all-in parties and all this great stuff that we do at these events.
That's incredible, Robert. And I think the most important thing, not only do we get excellent material shared and knowledge shared on by leaders, but it's what happens between the kind of the seminars, because, you know, you don't know who you're going to meet. You know, you don't know which story you're going to hear, which talent that you're going to hear of that will help you, and which kind of relationship that you're going to build. Because the majority of my success has been usually just meeting people that can kind of help you and how you can help them, you know? So it's kind of relationship building. So that's where the magic happens, you know, meeting like-minded people that can kind of work together with you. So incredible. And also, guys, I think amazing thing about Empower Network community is, you know, when you're doing online marketing, you tend to be kind of secluded in your own space. So when you have got people around you in your groups, or, you know, when you can, in your Facebook, for instance, I mean, most of us are all connected through Facebook, just having that every single day, it helps you kind of stay focused. And then you meet every 90 days as well, which is absolutely fabulous. So you kind of build extended family in a way when it comes to this. So that's absolutely beautiful. But Robert, can I just ask you, there's so many ways of making money online. I mean, when it comes to, with Empower Network, if you want to drive traffic through email marketing or blogging or paid traffic, you know, free traffic, Can you give some advice to the audience? Obviously, doing everything gets too complicated, and it's information overload. Where would you advise them to start when it comes to success with Empower Network?
Well, I could definitely answer that question, because everywhere, every company I've been successful with, and I've been a top earner in 4 different companies, I could definitely say always start with branding. And I know people say, well, what's branding? Is that making my own logo or, you know, building up my own company name? Well, it's actually building up your presence on the web. And that starts with building, you know, a blog. And Empower has already built a blog, spent millions of dollars to make it simple for you. So you can use that platform. Now, the Alexa ranking in the last few days, we're in the top 200 websites in all of the United States. And the Empower Network gets probably over 30 million hits a month right now. So if you use that blog as your first step, your first stepping stone to achievement with your business, you can put yourself out there. You can say, hey, I'm a real person. This is why I believe in Empower. This is why I believe in these products. Here's how they've impacted my life. And you can move forward and start connecting with thousands and thousands of people, as I have and as Princess Fizz has. So it's really the first step is to blog and really put yourself out there. Maybe write a bio, share your story, which I did on my custom blog, for example. And then, of course, from there is marketing. There's solo ads, and there's different safe lists if you want to do email marketing. There's, of course, doing paid advertising with paid traffic, both CPA and CPV, and CPC, cost per click traffic. I've done all three. I generate leads a lot of different ways on the internet, and so really it just comes down to figuring out which one is within your budget and, of course, continuing to blog the whole time to share your story and to connect with your, you know, prospective customers and building up your own community, your own tribe, if you will, online. That's really, really important. So I would say the first step is to start blogging and sharing who you are with people, because yeah, people like to work with people they know and trust.
Yeah.
And if you see a corporation or a business owner that's out there being transparent and showing people, hey, this is what I'm about. It's not just about money. I'm about leadership, about helping others, and building a, you know, a legacy that's going to live on for many, many years. That's the kind of people that people want to work with. They want to work with people that have integrity. And this is an integrity-based company. I tell all my clients that. That's why I've aligned myself with Empower Network. And yes, we've had a few growing pains with merchant accounts and things like that over the years, but nothing's held this company back from really setting records in this industry. You know, over $70 million paid out. And again, if it was that difficult to make money blogging, we wouldn't have paid out over $75 million. And I'll disclaim that by saying our results are not typical.
Yep.
Because the more transparent you are with your blog, you write your biography, you share your perspective, your opinions on your blog. I was just writing a blog post about the Sochi Olympics a few weeks ago.
Excellent.
You know, about the medal count and how Russia kicked our butts here in the United States. So anyway, you know, there's a lot of things you can share your perspective, your opinions, and people are doing it already, don't even realize it. People don't realize that social networking is another type of marketing that we are heavily invested in with Empower Network, because network marketing by nature is a very social type of marketing. You don't sell people. They join you if they know that you care. People don't care what you know until they know that you care. And if you care enough to give them help, give them information for free, then of course they're going to want to join you and be part of something that's helping others. And ultimately, yes, you can go out there, build up your own brand, build up a following of people, become a leader yourself, and become more social on these social networks. And, you know, social networks are the hottest trend since the hula hoop, is what I say. Because everybody's doing it, except for the majority of people aren't getting paid for it. Facebook is a glorified blog. You see what's on their wall, they see what's on your wall, but you're all blogging and clicking links about your favorite restaurants and movies and you know, travel photos and all the places you've been with your family and friends. When you share that information, you're sharing content. You're creating content. That's all blogging is content creation. So the biggest companies out there are paying for content curators and for writers on their websites every month because they want new content to give information. The more questions you can answer before a customer becomes a customer, the more likely they are to become a customer because you've educated them. So again, social networking most people are doing it, they're not getting paid for it. With Empower Network, we make 100% commissions just for being social online. And that's one of the six pillars of influence, which I talk about. I always do social proof. I put screenshots up when I get a master's course sale for $3,000 commission one day, or when I get two of those in a day, or three of those in a day, which I've done, or when I get a $1,000 commission, or I put up screenshots of me on the top 10 in the leaderboard. Yeah. And I always congratulate, by the way, my fellow affiliates that are in the top 50 or the top 20 or the top 10. So you want to be a team player, and you want to encourage others and say, hey, if my story is inspirational to you, I was stuck in a corporate job in a cubicle, unhappy, making my boss rich, wasn't able to vacation, got fined out of my paycheck, and got suspended for a week for taking the day after Thanksgiving off from work. I wrote a blog post about it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. You know, and I went through some hardships. The first month I joined Empower Network, which was November 2011, the closest person to me in my life was my older brother. He died of cancer at 48 years of age. Mm-hmm. He died in December of 2011. Let me tell you, when somebody you're extremely close with and you spent the last 10 years vacationing with, four times a year I went up to Northern California, a week at a time, three to four times a year for 10 years, hanging out with this person, drinking great wine, looking at amazing sunsets, and discussing the mysteries of life and philosophy. And just a brilliant man. He was a sound engineer for the Monterey Jazz Festival. Incredibly gifted with music and sound engineering. And so when I lost him, I didn't feel like blogging. Mm-hmm. But you know what I did? I blogged about it. And I started sharing who I was more. And I asked a higher power. I asked God. I said, God, what should I be doing here? Should I be giving money to cancer research like I'm doing? Should I be doing pro bono work for local companies, doing SEO work, and just bartering like I'm doing? Because I didn't really care about money after my brother died for a few months. I was actually contemplating just retiring for a little while and running a foundation. But anyway, the answer I got was do all of the above. Do Empower Network, keep blogging, do your SEO business, still give money to charity, and still help out local companies and do some bartering and stuff. And you know, through it all, I ended up becoming in the top, I think I was in the top 20 in my first sales contest in San Diego with Empower Network in 2012. So from my perspective, you just keep moving forward, you know, and there's going to be challenges. There's going to be hardships and obstacles, and that's why we have the mindset. That's why we have a community of like-minded people that you can talk with that are going to be there to edify you and encourage you and just build you up and help you overcome any kind of obstacle. Prior to my brother dying, my dad died the year before that. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks after my brother died, in December of 2011, my best friend, who was my number one sales guy that worked for me for 5 years, he died. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I went through a lot of stuff in a short duration of time. A year after that, in 2013, my wife was diagnosed with cancer. She had stage one, early detection. Just a little bit speck of cancer in one of her fallopian tubes. They had to remove it. But she's had laser surgery. She's 100% cancer-free. And because we had that technology and the great health care that we have, we were able to catch it extremely early in stage one. So I thank God for that every day as well. So, you know, whatever you believe, a higher power or whatever your belief system is, people helping people, that's what makes the planet a better place. And network marketing, social networking, social networks, that's all part of this internet marketing community. It's different than direct sales. It's different than affiliates, where you're just an affiliate of someone else's product. In this program with Empower Network, this company, you are the product, really. Mm. We have products, but people don't join products. They join you.
Yes. So
that would be my answer to that.
You've just dropped some amazing... First of all, thank you so much, Robert, for sharing such a beautiful, inspirational experience of yours, in many experiences in one kind of time. And you've mentioned so many good things I can just capture right now. I just want to first of all say that blogging, of course, it gives you the presence, but it's kind of adding personality with your business, guys. And it's also good for you, like Robert. I mean, I'm sure, Robert, when you were blogging in those tough times, you kind of detach yourself from the emotions of things, because when you are, it turns into kind of journaling. So you can kind of go through that pain of loss in that way and help you. And then you're contributing at the same time. You're contributing your experience to help others, because that blog you generated is going to be there now. You don't know who's going to come and actually read that and who it's going to help. It's just there. And, you know, that's just beautiful. So I think blogging is genius. It helps your development as well, and it also contributes your knowledge and your experience out to society where they can connect with you. You don't know who you're going to connect with. So thank you so much for sharing such an incredible... You've inspired me. I'm literally... Oh God.
Yes.
Made me all flustered.
It can happen.
Yeah. But excellent, excellent. Well, that's some amazing advice given by Robert. Robert, I've got a very, very important question I asked in my email, and I just did a kind of survey how important leadership is in a company, and a lot it came back with different results saying that 40% leadership, 60% products. Can I just kind of ask you to clarify that? Because I kind of disagree with that, because leadership, I think, is really, really important in a business. How important is leadership to you when it comes to the owners of the business? You know, in your experience, how important is that?
Well, I think it's inverted. I think it's like 60% leadership, 40% the products.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of companies that have great products out there, but they haven't achieved what Empower Networks achieved in 2.5 years, approximately. Why have we created this freedom movement with these freedom fighters out there? And why are people that used to work at Starbucks, you know, making 5 figures a month? And why are people out there changing their lives, getting out of debt, traveling more, spending more time with their families, putting their kids through college? Marisol Dennis paid for her cancer treatments. I mean, people are doing remarkable things with Empower Network. Why is that? Because it's a leadership factory. And leadership has to do with how we learn. We learn through leadership. When we're children, we learn by imitating, through imitation. And we, you know, if you follow the steps of a leader that shows you, here's how I blog, here's how I bought paid traffic, here's how I kind of dialed in my autoresponder messages to personalize my message, here's how I added my own personality, like Princess Fizz just said. Add your personality. There's only one you. People will connect with you, and they'll identify with you, because we all have certain archetypes. We see ourselves in others, in our each other's stories. Some people... you know, are really gifted in certain areas with communication, like Princess Fizz. And others are really good at putting it all down in their marketing and in their email messages or in their blog. But whatever your strengths are, you can still adapt and learn, and you can also develop other areas that you haven't developed with your marketing. And so that's what leadership's all about, helping you develop these areas so that you're a more well-rounded person that connects with a very wide audience, that you can help even more people. Because imagine how many more people you could help if some of your listeners out there just did video every week, like you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine how many more people they could connect with if they shared their story, like I just did. You know, it was very painful for me to go through all that in about a year period of time. And I actually didn't feel like, I didn't go to the first Empower event. I was going through so much stuff in my life in Atlanta in June of 2012, I didn't go to that event. I didn't really even start my marketing until about June or July of that year. I was just blogging. I wasn't even doing any paid traffic yet. So around June or July of 2012, I started doing my marketing. And by September 2012, I was on the top 20 in the leaderboard. I ended up in, I think it was 17th or 18th place, and got the red lanyard and got to go on stage in San Diego. And I just had a blast. I met a lot of great friends. In fact, one of my marketing partners, Victor Grant, I met him in San Diego at my first event, and David Wood himself was standing with me in the hotel lobby, or I think it was in the hotel bar, and David Wood and I were having a great conversation. I was talking about what, you know, I did in the past and how I heard about him online, and then he was talking to another another affiliate named Victor, and then he turned to Victor and said, "Hey, Victor, Robert Probst, this guy is your mentor. Listen to him." And I was like, "Hey, thank you." So David Wood was branding me as a leader from the very start. And I just want to give a shout out to Dave Wood. Peace, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that. So Victor and I have been friends ever since. Now, Victor is my secret Russian programmer. This guy wrote computer language for the Apple II computer back in the late 80s. He's launched $100 million companies before. He's very, very gifted, and he's going to be doing a live training on how we buy traffic and how we generate it, a lot of traffic on Bing as a search engine as opposed to Google. It's just another technique that we have. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be doing that in our webinar room on Thursday. So give a shout out to Victor with the Power Success Team. And again, he's one of the great people I've met at these events. I can go on. The list goes on and on. The friends I've made, people like Greg Viegas, brought in over 1,200 affiliates in just about 4 or 5 months. And he's a master of marketing on Facebook. Or my good friend Scott Raley, who's doing great stuff with Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. I was just on his Hangout last night, or on his webinar. So, I mean, there's a lot of good marketers out there. Of course, we have the top superstars in the company that I've learned from, like my good friend Justin Berengia. Mm-hmm. And I've learned some good stuff about email marketing from Tony Rush.
Mm-hmm.
They're all million-dollar ring holders, ring earners. And, of course, my friend Tracy Walker, who I met in San Diego in 2012. And now Tracy just hit the million-dollar, crossed the million-dollar mark. Congratulations to Tracy Walker. And these leaders are seeing duplication on their team. They're seeing a lot of success. So my advice is, yes, you should be cognizant of the fact that leadership is how we learn. We learn through other leaders. We learn through imitation. And sometimes you need that personalized touch where somebody shoots you an email back, or they message you back on Facebook and say, yeah, this is something I'm using. Or they give you some advice, or you meet them face-to-face at an event. That's why we should talk about events, because events are really key. If you really want to meet top leaders and people that are going to help you take your business to the next level by inspiring you to raise your belief level in what's possible, then you owe it to yourself to get to an event. And if you go to these events, you brush elbows with some great people, and they're more likely to give you their time than through email or on Facebook. If they know you took the initiative and you bought a plane ticket, you bought an event ticket, you got to that event, you did it as if your life was depending on it, because you care about making, you know, increasing your worth to the world, increasing your skill sets that much, that you're going to go there for the mindset and the marketing training, then their time, they're going to give you more of their time at those events.
Exactly. So
that's why I go to the events, to really be able to market and really learn a lot about marketing from other leaders. Yeah.
Excellent advice, Robert. Excellent advice. And guys, as you can see, you know, his earnings do reflect who he is. As you can see, his knowledge and the way he is, the attitude that Robert has as well. And you know, this is what it's about, guys. This is what it's about, taking your business seriously and really taking massive action, regardless of what goes on in your personal life, having to just kind of, in a way, detach sometimes and use that strength and empower others and just create your presence online. So wonderful, wonderful experience with you, Robert. It's been a tremendous show. I could carry on with you, but it's coming to the end of the show.
Yes.
But, Robert, can I ask you, as you are on the I Have a Dream show, can I ask you to share your dream with the audience?
Well, my dream is to, again, impact as many lives to experience freedom and to empower as many people to experience real freedom as possible on this planet. That's my dream, because in doing so, I can actually build my dream at the same time and leave a legacy for my children and for my family. And certainly to do that, I believe that I'm in the right place at the right time with Empower Network. And I certainly encourage you to do your due diligence to build your dream, and, you know, to get into a company that has true leadership and, you know, the results to prove that the leadership is working, you know, is helping people. And that's what we have here. So, again, my dream is to help others and to build up my own dynasty, or whatever you want to call it, legacy for my family in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that my success is in direct proportion to the success of others that I've helped.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Robert. May your dream come true very, very soon. And guys, you want to meet Robert, you know, he's going to be at the regional events. If you click the link below, right, and it will open up a new window, fill out your details, access the back end, go back to the person that referred you, all the details, everything, how to get started. Your blog will be instant, literally. You can actually start blogging straight away. But all the other training and event details and everything is all in the back end. So make sure you have a look at where your nearest event is to you and attend and meet amazing people like Robert. So
yes, I will be in Seattle and New Orleans.
Excellent. Well, there you go. That's fabulous. And a couple of resources Robert's given on the show, I'm going to make sure that I've got the names right so I can put them in the description so you can actually have access. And Robert, would you mind if I put your Facebook underneath so people can connect with you?
Sure, go ahead.
Excellent. That's fabulous. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'm sure you found it a really, really amazing show, full of... I mean, Robert's just blown me away today. I mean, I'm speechless the way that he's... He's just an amazing guy, you know, just an amazing person, and I just can't wait to hang out with him in the next event. This show will be replayed throughout the week, and please invite the people that you know that will benefit from the show too. And guys, I've got William Wood coming on Friday as well, so tune in back on Friday, 11 a.m. EST, should I get that right? 12 noon EST.
Yeah.
And 4 p.m. UK, guys. All right, that's the timings for now until the next change. But thank you very much and have a fantastic week. And guys, take massive action because we believe in you. You know, I have a dream. Robert has a dream. What's yours? Thank you very much.
And may you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live.
Oh, beautiful. Could have ended it better. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Princess Fizz again. I hope you found this show extremely, extremely valuable. Do like and comment and leave a review for this show, and don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends, whoever it will benefit. Go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows if you want to watch the video recording of this show, and leave a comment, write to me. I'd love to hear from my listeners about any suggestions, any takeaways that you had, any suggestions for improvements, and make sure that you sign up to the newsletter as well so you don't miss another episode and you get notified by email. I love you loads. Dream big, chase those dreams, make them a reality so I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream show and share your unique journey with the world.